They're permitted to sock a lot more away on a tax-favored basis than ordinary wage slaves. For 2013, a 35-year-old entrepreneur who nets $150,000 can shelter $47,500 in a solo 401k. A 35-year-old employee earning $150,000 can contribute $17,500 to a 401k, plus whatever her company deigns to kick in, $6,000 with a typical 4% company match, for a total of $23,500. Get this, a 52-year-old entrepreneur netting $300,000 could use a one-person defined benefit pension plan combined with a solo 401k to shelter a total of $169,800 from current income taxes, calculates Karen Shapiro, chief executive of Dedicated Defined Benefit Services in Oakland, California. Shapiro's outfit charges $1,450 to set up a combo plan and $2,250 a year to administer it, but a single New York City resident could cut her 2013 combined federal, state, and local income tax bill by about $70,000 with such planning, plus enjoy tax-deferred growth. When she takes money out in retirement, it will be subject to federal income tax. But if she has retired to income tax-free Nevada or Florida by then, she'll have permanently dodged about $20,000 in 2013 New York State and City income taxes, calculates CCH, a Wolters Kluwer business that sells software to tax pros. Here's a rundown of retirement tax shelters for the self-employed and when each works best. Boomer's Bonanza. If you're 50 or older, earn a lot, and can save big for at least 5 years, consider paying a pro to design a defined benefit pension plan just for you. This is technically the same sort of fixed monthly pension big companies used to provide for rank-and-file workers, but it serves a different purpose when custom designed. Here's why. The law lets you, the employer, deduct the cost of fully funding a fixed pension for you, the employee, in the last few years before a given retirement age, say 62, even if you, the employee, plan to keep working until you drop. This results in up to a decade of huge tax deductions. Shapiro helped one client, a University of California Berkeley professor now in his mid-60s, set up a plan that allowed him to shelter $100,000 a year of consulting income for the last decade. Now that the plan is fully funded, he's officially closing it down and rolling the $1.6 million plan balance into an IRA, where it will continue to grow, tax-deferred, until he has to take required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half. That $1.6 million kitty is in addition to what he's been contributing to his Berkeley 403B retirement account, the nonprofit equivalent of a 401k. Note that once you start with a defined benefit plan, you must make contributions each year. So don't let the lure of tax savings now put you in a cash bind later, cautions CPA Jude Cord, a partner at Burden LLP in New York. But serial entrepreneurs who have proceeds from the sale of a prior venture to live on, and those like the Berkeley professor who have a regular job, too, could be prime candidates to set up defined benefit plans. The gotcha? This defined benefit gambit won't work well if you have older, full-time employees, not independent contractors, working for you. In that case, you would have to make large pension contributions for them, too. With one young full-time assistant or part-timers, it would still be worth doing, however. The best for procrastinators. Every year around this time, self-employed clients ask Thomas E. Savino, a CPA in Needham, Massachusetts, whether there is anything they can still do to save taxes on the previous year's income. His answer? Open a SEP IRA. You can open and fund this account until the due date for your 1040 with extensions, meaning you can open one and make 2012 contributions until October 15, 2003. Plus, you can do this for free, or a minimal fee, at most mutual fund outfits, brokers, and banks. Your annual SEP IRA contribution, all of it pre-tax, can be as much as 20% of your net earnings, up to a maximum of $50,000 for 2012 and 51%.